knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
Who is he?
He's Dean. He's Dean Richards. Loved by millions, Wendy. Hated by a few.
And we've actually counted.
Right.
The ones that hate me, I mean.
Right.
It's a lot easier to count.
It's a handful of people, Dean. You're never going to bat 1,000. So if you have a couple people who hate you, what's wrong with that? But
yep.
Millions love you.
Wait a second. Two more just checked in who hate me.
Oh.
That's... I couldn't live with myself.
No.
We have a tote board.
You do?
Yeah.
From the old telethon?
It's from the old telethon that we don't use anymore. Now it's a Who Hates Dean telethon.
Hate Dean, get a carry-all bag.
Yeah. A weird promotion, isn't it? That's a strange promotion. Dean, I was very surprised about something at the box office, and here's what it is. Going into last week, I said to myself, well, Baywatch, even though it looks really stupid, everyone's going to go see Baywatch.
And it was.
And it was. And Pirates of the Caribbean, people have seen this a bunch of times. Johnny Depp dressed like a pirate. No one's going to go to see that.
You thought that?
I did think that. I couldn't have been more wrong.
I can't wait to see that.
No, it's actually a pretty good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a great movie. It's not going to, you know, hit you over the head the way the first one did, at least for me anyway. I was completely blown away by the first Pirates movie. When that opened up back in 1937, I remember seeing FDR.
He was there.
He was at the opening for that.
Yeah.
I would make a good female pirate, by the way.
I think you would.
You totally
I would really
would.
Like to do
I
it.
I think you would.
Yeah. Low-cut tops.
Yep.
A cinched waist.
Yeah.
Is that all there is to it?
And I could swear.
Right.
Nonstop.
And really, nobody wears a parrot on her shoulder. Better than Wendy.
Now, did you see the comments, The Rock, because all the critics said some unkind things about Baywatch, and The Rock was thrown by this. He was shocked that people didn't love this movie.
That's not the first time he's gotten terrible reviews.
No.
If I inject his movie Tooth Fairy into the mix, you know, you throw the dice, and sometimes you hit, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, but he's the best actor in all the land.
And future president of the United States.
I know.
Future president of the United States. He is, Dean, I was talking about this the other day. He's not just the highest paid actor of right now. He is the highest paid actor of all time.
Take that, Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
That's really sad information that you have shared with us.
Yeah.
Take that, Sir Laurence Olivier.
Believe me, when I first thought about this, there were 50 names in my head, just like right off the bat. I think about Daniel Day-Lewis, who's never been less than excellent in a single movie and doesn't come close to making what The Rock makes.
Yeah, well, you know, people like him very much. And, you know, he's very charismatic. He's very generous. It's easy to see why people like him. As much as I hated this movie, and I almost gave it a F. I think I'm losing my edge a little bit.
Oh.
I just couldn't pull the trigger on an F.
Oh. You are getting nicer. What's the last F you gave a movie to?
It was Fist Fight, that Ice Cube and Charlie Day movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really, there's no reason why I shouldn't have given Baywatch
right.
an F. I'd like to retract my D minus.
Upon further review.
Yeah. It's
that bad.
Aside from seeing, it really is. Aside from seeing, you know, The Rock and Zac Efron and some of your favorite actresses all bouncing around the screen, there really is nothing to the movie at all. It's not really nostalgic.
It's not fun?
I would say it's not fun.
Wow.
Yeah, I would say I left a little more depressed than when I went in.
Dean, your friend Jim Toronto was sitting in for Wendy one day last week, and we were trying to come up with movies that started out as TV shows, and then they made a movie version, and it actually worked. And the only ones that Jim and I could come up with were the Brady Bunch movies. We thought those were really good, but nothing else made sense to us.
Yeah, Miami Vice didn't work for you?
They made a movie?
Yeah, Colin Farrell. And
I didn't see that.
Did you say Charlie's Angels?
Charlie's Angels wasn't very good, was
Not
it?
Not even the Dukes of Hazzard?
No.
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard.
I didn't see it.
Oof. No. Oof. Nope.
Dukes of Hazzard made Baywatch look like Citizen Kane.
There's your quote.
Wow. Orson Welles just texted me and he went, what?
I remember Jessica Simpson was in that, right?
Yeah,
I love her.
Daisy
I don't
Duke
know why, but
I
Dizzy Duke, did you say?
Dizzy Duke.
I asked her, I interviewed her for that movie, and I was just, I forget, I had like a little quiz for her, five questions of really simple questions, and she couldn't answer any of them.
Oh, no.
Any
really?
Of them correctly. I didn't expect that to happen.
Remember how mad Helen Mirren got because she was up for the same role and she yep. lost it? She was furious.
She is smoking hot, I got to tell you, Helen Mirren.
She would look good in some Daisy Dukes.
Yeah. Yes, she would.
No disagreement here.
If I was of that persuasion, that's who I'd go after.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I just love her.
Yeah, she's adorable. She was in town last week.
I know.
She was.
You got to talk to her.
Getting an award at the Chicago Film Festival. Gave her an award, and she was here with her husband, Taylor Hackford, who's an Oscar winner. Directed lots of terrific movies.
Officer and a Gentleman, is that his?
Was that his movie? I can't remember.
I think so.
I'd have to look that up. But, I mean, he's done Ray. He's done, several contemporary films.
Yeah.
But they could not be a cuter couple.
They seem very happy together. Anytime I see them together, they're always smiling. And,
very much.
Yeah.
If that marriage doesn't work out.
Right.
Helen,
I'll tell her.
Yeah.
Here's my
Wendy's
number.
Wendy's ready, she dresses like a pirate.
I know a pirate chick is up to you.
Speaking of celebrity marriages, were you as surprised as Wendy and I were about Ben Stiller and Christine Taylor breaking up?
Yeah, I was actually kind of, it's one of those breakups where you go, oh.
I've never met either of them. Maybe you have, but I felt like, oh, that's a couple that should have lasted forever.
Yeah.
But only because of his parents being,
I think that's what it is, that because of the longevity of the parents' marriage.
Yeah, and that's what made me so sad. It's like, he had good role models, you know?
You just never hear, any drama about them. You never see them in the, in the tabloids, anything. So you just assume that everything is
no news is good news.
Going okay, but hey, you try being married to Zoolander and see how. Try having breakfast with Zoolander every day.
He's a diva.
It might not be easy. Is that what you're implying?
I don't know. I can't imagine. Good morning, honey. And he gives you that, like, I just sucked on a lemon look.
Yeah, I love that look.
Blue steel, is that what it's called in the movie?
Blue steel.
He gives you the blue steel pose.
Somebody was taking notes.
Yeah.
I try to forget these as quickly as I can.
Dean, I keep seeing ads. I know this isn't a TV segment per se, but I keep seeing ads for the new Gong Show. And then the host of it is a guy who I had never heard of, and then I find out I'm being tricked. Do you know what I'm referring to?
I don't.
All right. They keep telling us, every time you see an ad for the Gong Show, there's a British guy who's the host, and they tell you that he's the number one comedian in all of England, but he's new to the United States. And I go, well, I got to know more about this. How do I not know the number one comedian in England? And it turns out that it's Mike Myers playing a character, but he's the host of the Gong Show.
Fat bastard?
No, it's... I'm trying to think of who I could equate it to. He'd be like a late night talk show host, but he would only be known in England. Like we would not, there's guys who are like
those guys with the bad sideburns.
Yeah,
that
like that.
You see clips.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So a little bit like his Austin Powers. That's like a spoof.
A little bit. Yeah.
A caricature
he just do it as
of an
himself?
English character.
No, I think it might be funnier this way.
Yeah, I think he's better to not be himself.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I know I'm the only one in this studio who doesn't like Jiminy Glick, but...
Oh, I love Jiminy Glick.
I know you did.
I do, too.
So funny. All right, Dean Richards is here, and he'll tell you what movies are coming out this weekend.
Wonder Woman
is one of them.
Nice wristbands, Dean.
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants is another one. We'll get to those next. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy, along with Dean Richards on WGN.
Dean Deeney, he went to the show. Dean Deeney. I got to make a new song.
That was beautiful.
I will do that.
That was so beautiful.
Wow.
Dean and I have tears in our eyes.
Yeah.
Could be allergies. It might just be hay fever.
I have some entertainment breaking news.
What's breaking? What is it, Dean?
Just came over during the break.
What?
That tonight's performance of Pamplona at the Goodman Theater has been canceled.
What?
Because of the health of Stacey Keach. I don't know if you heard the other day that he was actually in the middle of a performance.
Uh-huh.
This was the official opening night performance, so all the press was there, and he became seemingly disoriented.
He was
repeating the same lines over and over again. He looked lost, and something was going on. He went on with that for a little while. They canceled the show. Robert Falls, the artistic director, came out and said, that he hadn't been feeling well all day. He's going to seek medical attention.
Yeah.
So that was the last that we heard of it until now. And the Goodman has canceled tonight's performance at 7:30, saying that he's still under medical attention. If you're holding tickets for that, you should contact the Goodman Theater to get more information. Now, I've got one more bit of interesting breaking news. This just came over. Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas are going to get back together again to reunite as the McKinsey Brothers.
What?
That's awesome news.
How about that?
I like to hear that. Rick Moranis kind of dropped out of show business.
For
his wife died, and he took a sabbatical.
Yeah, they're going to be doing a July 18th benefit concert in Toronto.
Yeah.
And the three of us are all going to go together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Rush
Bill and Wendy
will play.
Road trip.
I do have to say about Stacy Keach, he's in a movie called The New Centurions. It's an old movie. It's about 35 years old. It's George C. Scott and Stacy Keach. And every time I catch it on TV, if I'm flipping around and there it is, I have to watch the rest of it. It's one of those movies that I've seen a dozen, 15 times.
You got to watch.
Yeah. He's just so good in
He's an amazing actor. It's like a one-man show that he was doing on the latter part of Ernest Hemingway's life.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's like this old school actor. He wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
They told him, why don't we postpone this? And he was...
The show must go on.
The show must go on. He's, you know, old-time stage actor.
Right.
I'll get through it. I'll somehow get through it. Unfortunately, he didn't.
I hope he's okay.
So we hope that he's okay.
The show must go on, Dean.
Yeah.
Unlike here, a couple of weeks ago, Wendy couldn't find her pen, and she's like, I'm not doing the show. I can't find my pen.
I got a little coughing jag the other day, and I went home. We're in the middle of a commercial. I just went home. The commercial ended.
I don't need this.
Nobody even noticed I was gone. There was dead air for like 3 hours, and nobody even said anything.
That's horrible.
I know.
I hate hearing that.
A little offended.
All right. What about Wonder Woman? It looks good. Is it as good as it looks?
It's
I hope so.
Better than it looks.
Oh, good.
It's better than it looks. Maybe best movie of the year.
What?
I'm going to say so far.
What?
It is best superhero movie in a long, long, long time.
Oh, wow.
Deadpool.
I loved Deadpool
was really good.
In a different way. Yeah. Deadpool was surprising, but this one kind of reminded me of the first Iron Man movie.
Oh, wow.
Like, the first Batman movie, and I think part of it is that it's the first in what is obviously going to be a franchise of Wonder Woman movies. The movie starts with her as a child. We go through the whole legacy from where she comes, how she grows up, what her destiny is to be. You're introduced to all the familiar characters that you know from either the comic books or the Linda Carter TV show, or the animated feature. They cover everything. Mm. The director, Patty Jenkins, who this is her first feature film, by the way. The director mostly had done television shows. This is an amazing job that she does, putting this whole thing together of, first of all, just including everything, directing Israeli actress Gal Gadot, who is now Wonder Woman, who is great in this movie, along with Chris Pine and Connie Nielsen and Robin Wright. It's got a great cast. Visually, it's so impressive and so stunning to look at. Everything works in this movie. The story, the action sequences, it's nostalgic. Everything is clicking along. Big fat Dean's List A on this
one. Nice.
Really, really like this.
Does she have an invisible plane like in the comic books?
They did not show the invisible plane.
But it's invisible. Maybe that's there and we couldn't see it.
Maybe it was there for the whole movie. And
is there an invisible United plane that she gets kicked off of? That's what I heard.
An invisible flight attendant. I'm getting dragged off this plane.
That would
How
look
is
cool.
This happening?
If we didn't see the dragger, just the draggy, that would be awesome.
That'd be excellent. That All right, so Dean says,
I'm gonna
so
say
far the best of the year.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Here's my only thing with this. A couple of minor little things, and obviously it didn't affect my grade with this because I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Would it have killed them to give Linda Carter a tiny little cameo?
I was going to ask, but I didn't want it to be a spoiler because I would have thought for sure she had a little cameo appearance.
I think it must have been by some kind of mutual decision because Linda Carter was at the premiere. She appeared with Gal Gadot on the red carpet. Seems to be a very friendly relationship. They thank her in the credits.
They do?
They thank Linda Carter.
Well, then why isn't she? She could have played Wonder Woman's Aunt Lolly. Wouldn't that have been great? She goes to visit her Aunt Lolly and they have lunch and it's Linda Carter. That would have been great.
Just sitting there with them. How's your invisible magic rope? Knitting. She's knitting with
it. Right. Yeah, that would have worked. Why don't they ever ask us our ideas, Dean?
I don't know what
fair.
The big idea is. To just she's walking down the street and right. there she is standing on the street.
That would have been easy.
It's a nice tip of the hat.
Yep, so true. So true.
That's number one. Number two, I sit through the closing credits, mm-hmm. as I often do, just because I want to read them. Mm-hmm. And my shoes are stuck to the ground from all the junk that's on the floor. But, you know, I was waiting to see if there's going to be a little extra scene after the credits, as they often do. Mostly,
bonus scene.
I love those.
Mostly Marvel does that.
Yeah.
But others have as well. If you're going to go see this movie this weekend, no need to wait, if that's what you're waiting for. No extra scene. No bonus scene.
All right.
At the end of this. So
that's all right.
I could have gotten out of the parking lot about 10 minutes faster.
Now you know better. All right. And then quick, we have 30 seconds. Captain Underpants, worth it or not?
I hope it's good.
Worth seeing.
Yeah.
Do you know the books?
To both my boys. We took turns, Jim and I, reading to them every night. Loved those books by Dave Pilkey, I believe.
I'm not as familiar with the Underpants series as I probably should be.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed the movie. It's, from what I'm told, very true to the books. It's irreverent. It's silly. It's fun. It's interesting. I kind of enjoyed it.
Good.
I think, you know, for your kids, I think your kids are going to enjoy it. I gave it a Dean's List B. Probably.
That's pretty good.
A little kid probably would give it a little higher than that.
Yeah.
But I would enjoy either of those.
And Linda Carter is not in Captain Underpants either.
That I cannot disclose.
All right. That would be a surprise.
Princess Thong. That's the sequel.
Wow. Oh,
wow.
Now we're
you'd
talking.
You'd
watch.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, so a couple of good ones for this weekend.
Excellent. Sweet. Dean, thanks so much. Have a great weekend.
You too, guys.
That's Dean Richards. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.